This is the 2 Feet Foundation podcast with David Lloyd, where we talk to real people who have been faced with traumatic or life-changing events and the ways that they have overcome these challenges.
Welcome back, guys. Episode 21. Just have to go back and say how good episode 20 was with the Moose, Josh Maguire. That episode is going absolutely crazy. Been shared a lot of times. A couple of ex-NRL players have actually reached out to me on LinkedIn as well, which is pretty awesome. I'm just trying to see if there's that sort of mental health support within the NRL. I know in the lower leagues, I think it's a thing. I think it is. From what they've said to me as well, it is a thing in the NRL. But, you put these pretty much rugby league blokes on a few $100,000 a year and it can get pretty tricky for them. But, I am back. That episode, pardon me, was a while ago. And I just wanted to jump on just another quick episode. I got a couple dot points that I've got written down. But I just wanted to jump on and talk motivation. I don't know if you guys have heard in my previous episodes, I also run a electrical contracting business while I try and do this. And I've realized in the last couple of weeks that basically all my attention and energy has been into trying to provide content, trying to provide and get 2 Feet Foundation up and running. Well, it is up and running, but just trying to get it out there, which in return has left my electrical contracting company probably a little bit worse for wear. We're going through a very quiet period at the moment, albeit it's about to kick off. We've just picked up a huge servo contract or pretty much putting solar and facelifts on servos all around Queensland, which is going to be fun, going all the way up to Cairns, then through central Queensland back to Brizzy. So the end of the year for me is going to be crazy to say the least. But yeah, it's basically been quite a struggle to try and balance the two, and it was always going to be hard because basically what my life's been like since starting this. I started this, I don't even remember, but I would do my electrical contracting company, which is pretty full on as it is, and then pretty much work on this at night time. And don't get me wrong, like, I love being a sparky. It's nothing better than doing a job and then pretty much you go to turn the lights on and everything works and everything looks pretty. There's nothing really better than that. But as I've said several times, that this has basically consumed me. It's been the first thing in my life where it's something I think about as soon as I wake up, and it's something I think about when I'm going to sleep. And it's sometimes it's hard to get to sleep because I'm just thinking of ways to promote this or what I could do to talk to someone in an interview or something like that. So it brings me to motivation levels, because the last couple of weeks, and this happens often, and I want to learn about why we plateau so much when it comes to having a motivation level. Because the last couple of weeks, I have been flat, is the best way to put it. I haven't really wanted to do this. I haven't really wanted to do my Sparky, or be the boss. I don't really like considering myself a boss. Everyone involved in my Delmec Electrical is helping me, and I'm trying to help them. So I don't like being seen as the boss, but sometimes you got to put the foot down when you get the young blokes farting in the car. But so the motivation has been very flat, to say the least. And that would be because, well, for one, Delmec has been very quiet. There's a whole heap of stuff going on with China and the solar industry at the moment, where there's a fair few factories shutting down. They've put a huge freight levy or tariff on containers coming over to Australia as well. From last I heard, it was like $3,000 or $4,000 a container from a ship from China to Australia is now over $15,000. So the whole industry, solar industry, is being bloody squeezed by the nuts. Well, it's probably a terrible way of putting it, but it's been, you know, we're being choked at the moment. So, yeah, so it's been really affecting just my motivation levels, to be honest. Like, I generally will wake up and I'm fresh and I'm ready to attack the day and I know exactly what I've got planned out, but probably the last week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, I have just been getting up as late as possible, which I hate. I actually hate being like that. You want to wake up and you want to be fresh for the day. You don't want to wake up and you're running late and you feel like shit. But that's basically what I've been like, and it's pretty much reflected pardon me, it's pretty much reflected on both sides of things, because this is the 2 Feet Foundation is a company now. So, you know, trying to run two businesses when you've got no motivation is draining, because you know that you're lacking, but you don't really want to do anything about it. But I think today, this is why I wanted to jump on, because I think today I've just woken up and I've just gone, fuck it. I'm ready to try and attack basically both things. I think maybe getting the good news yesterday of starting these servos for Dolmec has been maybe a bit of a shining light. Now I've just got to try and juggle how I'm going to basically keep interviews going. I might have to put a hold on a couple of episodes for a while on my way, because I do a fair bit of regional travel. I'm lucky enough to go and work away regionally all over Queensland for my Sparky business. Some of our jobs are, yeah, as I said, in Cairns. We've got a few in Moranbah, a few in Gladstone. So I think I'm going to be away from 2 Feet at the moment. And that's something that's been very difficult for me to accept, because once you start putting more energy into the other thing, you start feeling bad and you start feeling like you have to try and do things to be counterproductive for the other thing. So we'll wait and see what happens. As I said, I'm just finalizing all the details for that this week. I do have a couple of cool guests coming up. One guy, he was in a driving his motorbike. A lot of guys like to go and ride their bikes on weekends through sort of like Mount Nebo or just mountain ranges. And unfortunately, he went straight off the side of the cliff, became a full quadriplegic. But he's got a really, really awesome story to tell. So yeah, want to go back. This is what I just want to base this sort of short little episode around, is just basing it on motivation levels, plateaus, and how you can get around, well, getting back up to that level that you want to be. I think I've leveled myself up in a better sense since going through my accident, basically because I've got a clear path on what I want to do now and where I want to be when I'm older and what I feel is a successful life. As I've said before, it doesn't involve – wealth is always – a big part of it, but it's not the main part of it. My big part of success is basically achieving what I want to be within the hospital, and that's probably another reason why I've been a bit flat at the moment as well, because as I like to put it, it's literally David versus Goliath when I'm trying to do. Be that conduit between basically recovery and or hospital and recovery. And so I was speaking to heaps of doctors, a few nurses, and it's pretty mixed across the board. So they basically will either tell me, there's not even any point trying to do what you're trying to do because Queensland health is such a shambles. But I was letting that get to me, but I guess now I just let that be more of a driving force, where if I can get it done and say, well, you know. And it's the old cliche, like a lot of successful people will tell you that that all they did was get told no, 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 and then basically that's where they are now. So, I'm used to it, as I've you know, been in contracting business for four and a bit years. I'm used to people saying no. But it did affect me because, you know, I try and reach out to heaps of people with the best intentions every week, and some people will not even bother replying. Some people see it. Some people will say yes and then pull the pin, but that's just normal. I'm pretty used to that now. But yeah, so it's a big thing when you let the negative side of things affect you. So yeah, it's pretty funny to, well, not funny, but it's pretty, it's the best word to put it. It's naive, I would say, to think that when you start a business or start some sort of venture that you're going to think that it's going to be, and don't get me wrong, some companies have been like this, but you know, whatever the percentage is, most of them, it's just an absolute slog to try and get your, get the wheels off the ground. And yeah, you basically just have to keep attacking it. Like when I was first starting my contracting, electrical contracting business, I was working 7 days a week for probably 2 years. And that's not even exaggerating. I was working all the time. And that's why I can, you know, it can really get to you when you know you've put so much effort into this business and you've got all the best intentions. And then, you know, if like recently we've just had 2 weeks where the boys have had to pretty much have days off or something like that. And there's no money coming in and the stress levels just go through the roof. They're huge. And, you know, you think it's all doom and gloom, but then you sort of get a call like yesterday. And yeah, I'm perked back up again. I'm ready to attack both businesses. And then yeah, it's one thing I'm really trying to work on is balancing them both, because as I said, when I first started this, all my attention went onto this, whereas now I've realized I'm lacking big time in the electrical contracting company, Delmec Electrical as well. I'm going to keep plugging that because someone might be listening to this and say, hey, we want solar, and that's what we're good at. But yeah, I need a balance, good balancing act for both. Another thing I wanted to touch on as well, like when you don't have motivation, and this ties into it, it goes hand in hand. So when you don't have motivation, what you generally do most of the time is be glued to your phone. So my screen time has been up crazy amounts, and or I'll be doing nothing and I'll just go on and check Facebook or Instagram, and like I looked at it 2 minutes ago, nothing's changed. And it's something that really bugs me. It bugs me a lot because it's sort of, well, I've been learning about habits and cues, and so sort of when I've got nothing to do, my cue is to look at my phone to just get that serotonin release, I guess, just see what's going on in the world. But what I do have realized is one thing that's been hard for me as well with starting 2 Feet Foundation is being on my phone and being glued to social media heaps. I was really bad on my phone, and I made it a habit last year and sort of this year as well to try and keep off it as much as I can, because it's not really something I enjoy, just constantly being on my phone. But one thing I've learned, and this is a big one that I've sort of picked up over the last couple of weeks, is that so many people's realities are based on their social media and the way that they care about what people perceive them as. So like there's one saying that really sticks out to me, is that your personality, or the person that you are, is different to every single person you meet. So your perception, their perception of who you are, is completely different to what you think that you are. And a lot of people, really, their reality is within social media. And I get sucked into comments with things I don't agree with. I don't reply to them. I'm not that kind of person, but you just see some comments from people and you're just saying, how, what the hell, like, why is your life so absorbed with this bloody people that comment on other people's Instagrams, famous people or someone with a bit of influence, telling them that they don't like their post or something like that. And you're just like, what, why is it that you feel entitled to tell someone what you don't like what they're posting on their page. You know what I mean? It just blows me away. It's sort of some sort of, I saw someone calling it entitlement culture the other day. I don't know if that's what it is. Seems like that's what it is, but just blows me away because my reality is what's in front of me, not what's on my phone. So just if you're feeling like you're a bit, you know, bunkered out at the moment and you're flat and you got no motivation, my biggest piece of advice is to just put the phone down and just look at your surroundings, get out, go for a walk, I don't know, read a book, do something that's not getting on the newsfeed, because, man, it just drags you down so much. And it was sort of a battle with me for the last couple of weeks because I knew that I hated what I was doing, which was just, you know, when you, bloody hell, this is the worst, you know, when you scroll on Instagram and then you instantly get out of it and then jump on Facebook and then you get out of that and you go onto something else, maybe Snapchat or LinkedIn or something, and you just keep doing that for like an hour. It just drives me nuts. So I've pulled that up and I've just been trying to reevaluate what I'm trying to achieve. There's probably, 12, 11 weekends left in the year, depending on whenever you listen to this, but today's date is the 12th of October. And when you sort of start breaking things down into weeks and stuff like that, you sort of just realize, like, fuck, there's not that long to go. I don't have anything planned. And that sort of stuff can just kickstart you back into being motivated. So, today I'm drawing up a plan to get me to the rest of the year, the end of the year. And I'm just going to try and get back on things. I'm also doing another 3-day fast, which I've documented on my previous one. I documented on Instagram, but, me and Luke Mathers, again, he did the last one with me. We're doing a 72-hour fast, and I think a lot of people have the wrong perception of how a fast works. You know, it's basically for anyone that doesn't really know that, it's not just starving yourself. There's definitely plenty of things that you can do that make it easier. This time around, it's a breeze for me. I want to do a 5-day fast. We can go weeks and weeks without food, but it's just the hormone ghrelin in your body that's telling you that you need to eat, and that's when you start binging out. So if you can learn to control all that feeling inside you, you'll get through it pretty easy. The second time around, this one's a breeze for me. We're doing through. So tomorrow, 72 hours. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., sorry, it's 72 hours. And last time around, I don't think I mentioned this on my last episode, but there was a huge turning point for me at the start of September because I was 112 kilos, actually the heaviest I've ever been. And it sort of clicked to me like I was just stacking on so much weight, and I had the worst ankles injuries that you can have possible. And yeah, it just clicked to me like, what are you doing, you bloody idiot? You need to be on top of this. So just really basically shoved a bloody pole straight up my ass. Jeez, I've been making some terrible analogies or metaphors today. What the hell? But it just kicked me into gear. And basically I was just like, nah, I'm going to do everything I can to shed this weight as quick as possible. So I've been going to the gym 5 to 7 times a week, sometimes twice a day. And I've been fasting and intermittent fasting when I'm not fasting. I'm not saying fasting is a sustainable way of living, but if you do want to shed that sort of belly fat and that weight pretty quickly, I'd highly recommend it, because in 4 weeks I went from 112 to 104, and my aim is to be under 100 by the end of the month, which I'm pretty sure I can get. And it'll be the first time in about 4 or 5 years, which I'll be under 100 kilos. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, I think that's all I want to touch on today. A little 20-minute banger for you. As I said, keep an eye out. Oh, sorry, I've got that. I've been talking about merch for months and months. And I've got the first batch done, and I really wasn't happy with it. So now everything's finalized. Have a look at the hats, the snapbacks. The little five-panel hat is by far my favorite design. But have a look at the flannos. I know it's coming into summer. Well, it is in Australia. If you're listening to overseas, it's coming into winter. So maybe you should buy one. But they're a good breathable fabric as well. So even in a warmer sort of climate, they're going to be fine at night time, and you never know, it might be brisk or you could go away camping and it'll get cold. But have a look out. If you're not following me on social media, 2 Feet Foundation, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, hit me up. Always happy to chat. As I said, I've got plenty of people hitting me up nearly every day that have listened to this or have someone that they want to put onto the show. So appreciate anyone that takes the time to say they're enjoying it or they've got someone that they want to put onto the show, and I'm always willing to have a listen or have a chat. So thank you very much, guys, and I'll see you on the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the 2 Feet Foundation podcast. If you or someone you know is experiencing a personal crisis, please call Lifeline Australia on 13 11 14.